This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back. I'm Eric Stewart, your host here for The Eric Stewart Show, Sundays from 8 to 8:30, bringing you the truth in real estate. Today, I've got Helen Flynn, who is a licensed real estate agent in my group. She's been practicing for many, many years, and she is a delight to have. And she brings great insight oftentimes to this process of buying and selling real estate. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, Eric.
It's a chilly morning. There may be some of our listeners who are sitting in front of the fire right now, enjoying a pop crackle and a hot cup of coffee. Why should home owners be thinking about making a move now when they're comfy at home?
That's a good question, Eric. And I think about that when I get questions sometimes. I can just see somebody sitting there and one person is saying to the other, you know, I think we ought to make a move. And the other person is looking at the first that suggested it, saying, are you crazy? We're comfortable here. And that leads to the beginning of a discussion. And as I was thinking about it, you know how there's to everything, there is a season. And there's a season to maybe be in a townhouse or be in a condo and then maybe be in the home. And then things change, and maybe it's time to let go of the financial burden of the house, paying the taxes, having the expensive storage units, otherwise known as bedrooms, the maintenance of it. There could be health issues that make it difficult to do the stairs, and just the whole idea of maintaining a big house when only a small portion is used. And I was thinking after that, I've been in houses recently where people have the beautiful huge kitchen and the gigantic dining room where they entertained, but they don't do a lot of that anymore. And I had to think myself, there was a time when I would cook and entertain, and that time passed. There was a time when I would do needlework. That time passed. So it's about not looking back, but looking forward. What fits me now? What is it the season for? And maybe now it's the time to be free, to enjoy your life. You still have that fireplace, but you can relax and not think about all of the work that's still left to be done in the house. And it's a time maybe to make new choices.
Good advice. It's interesting. The analogy I often will use is you, in the arc of time, move into a home with a set of needs and probable needs that you do your best as a home buyer to decide, I'm going to buy this because I'll probably need this space for some period of time. Now, you're expecting a child, you've got two kids, you need a certain number of bedrooms and baths. It's a fairly clear cut. But if you're a single person and maybe you've lost a spouse, maybe you're a widow or widower, or maybe you're divorced, and now you're trying to figure out where to go to, what your life is going to be like, where your kids might go to, it becomes a challenge in the arc of time to know exactly what you need. So getting comfortable with what you have, we get comfortable, but it's not necessarily the best fit. It's like a shoe that you know, our bodies change over time, and one shirt doesn't fit all the time, right? It changes.
That's right.
So that's fascinating. It's a really good illustration. So how do you know, Helen, that it's time?
Well, I think talking to other people, but usually there's a voice in the back of your head that is running a dialogue saying, I'm sick and tired of taking care of this lawn and vacuuming and all the rest of it. Or kids may be saying, Mom and Dad, I wish you would move near us and give up the big house. Or when it comes tax time and you look at what the house is costing and how little you're using it, those are all the clues that come into place. And then you start exploring, well, where would I go if I were to make a move? And that begins a thought process. And anywhere along the line, it begins with, well, what could I get from my house? And what would I want to move to? And that's where it's a good time to pick up the phone. and call the Eric Stewart Group and say, I've got some questions and some thoughts, but I don't know what direction to go. Can you talk to me on the phone? Can you do a Zoom call? And it really can be very helpful in setting a plan of action into place, of eliminating a lot of maybes and shoulds, and narrowing down what might work for you.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's like mountain climbing. I think we've got clients who are thinking of moving to South Carolina, Florida, Arizona. And kind of like when you are climbing a mountain such as Everest, you it's good to go to the base camp and you have to acclimate there, spend a little bit of time, get to know it, get comfortable with it. Another client of ours is, that's before you continue the ascent, right? And then maybe you go up 1,000 feet, you acclimate there and you get used before you continue to go on. It's good to know where you're going to go and try these different things out. Meeting with a delightful home seller this past week, who, by the way, made a fantastic breakfast with eggs from her chickens. Thank you very much, Lou, for that. Keely, who's new in our group, joined me for that meeting. And Lou's thinking about making a move and possibly living with her kids, maybe getting a built-on apartment on the outside of it, or possibly buying a small single-family house, or possibly moving to a retirement community. Three different options. How do you figure out what's the right option in that scenario?
If you possibly can, I would suggest test driving them all. Visit the kids for a longer period of time and make sure that you're not going to be the new babysitter or that you can tolerate teenagers in the house. Go spend a weekend or a week at a retirement community. They will treat you well, they will feed you, and give you a chance to see what community life is like. So, and if you're moving out of state, I would go there for maybe 3 weeks or a month during that off season. So I would go to Florida in August and see how you can tolerate the heat before making that move. A lot of times renting for a bit can be better than buying.
Well, as somebody told me who lives with her parents, After a divorce, she was sharing with me that relationship goes back to a mother-daughter relationship. Absolutely. From where it was a friendship relationship. And so you end up getting a different dynamic that you need to understand before you move into that environment permanently. Mm-hmm. That's a good recommendation. So
our kids live very differently than we do. You know, they don't use the china or it could be paper plates or disposables, et cetera. It's just a very different lifestyle for young people today.
Right. And so then if you're going to do a retirement community, Helen, there are many retirement communities that have a guest apartment, allow you to spend a night or two or three. So you can get a chance to see, get on campus, try the meals, and see if that's a possibility as you're looking at different CCRCs. Well, we're out of time. I can't believe it happened so fast. Helen, great to have you. Folks, call us 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com for more information. I'm Eric Stewart, and we'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766, or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.